Okay, today's date is February 18th, 2016. Time 12:56 p.m. My name is Trooper Mike Washington with Louisiana State Police. And just a moment, where's your sheet at? Just a moment. We'll be interviewing. Can you state your name, first and last name, for the record?
My name is Brennan Fungi.
And we also have Sergeant Preston Savoy, who will be participating with the interview. Where is the sheet? You have your license. Oh, I got you here. Okay, Mr. How you pronounce your last name? Fungi?
Fungi.
Yeah, Mr. Fungi, can you just tell us a little bit about who you are employed with and some of the duties that you do?
Sure. I'm employed by YT Services, which is a tribally owned LLC. And parent company is Sitamacha Holdings. So YT's a subsidiary company along with some future ones. I think YT is the first subsidiary company of Sitamacha Holdings. And Sitamacha Holdings is comprised by a board of directors, I think appointed by council. And I think that's what it is. And I have two other people that I work with in YT. Al LeBlanc is general manager, and Tara DeMarco is, she does contract work for Public Works Department. My scope is IT. I support the casino, the tribal government, the gaming commission, Chittimacha Trading Post, and I handle any IT requests they may have or any kind of IT related duties. So that's, and working schedule is kind of consistent. Sometimes I'll get called, you know, by these different entities to do various things. But
so, are you a contract worker with
yes,
the casino?
I'm
a contract.
That's right.
Okay. And how long have you been employed here?
By YT.
Or by YT, and also how long have you had the contract here?
Okay. I think the contract with YT is undergoing because it's brand new. I started working for YT February 1st. And prior to that, I was working for the Network Security Group, which it was under contract by the casino. Uh-huh. And that contract, I think, is still in place until May. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, it's my understanding that since I'm working for YT now, once I provide my billable hours, the YT will go back and bill the different entities and so that's how it's going to work out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess you know that there's a since it's probably hit the media, we've had
yes.
a criminal investigation that's ongoing and that we are currently working here at the casino.
Yes.
Involving some top management officials. And it was brought to our attention recently that you might have had some information to share with us in terms of some requests that were made by higher management, upper management here at Cypress Bayou, to somehow, to manipulate the computer systems. Can you explain that from start to end?
Sure. I was asked by Mickey Smigelski, director of IT here at the casino, to at first, if it was possible, to perform a backup operation, a backup restore on one of our servers, PDS-DB. That's our database server for, I think it's the accounting database server.
Mm-hmm.
And my reply was, yeah, of course we can perform this backup, you know. So then I was then asked to roll back the system, so to speak, with a backup restore to a day that would a day prior to the closure of the fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
And we determined that based on the backup schedule, we were able to revert back to, I think, a Thursday night 9:34 or something p.m. when I was looking back at my text
you
messages.
Said, do you have that actual date on your phone?
I do.
Can you pull it up and
sure.
tell us for the record?
That's right. It's going to take me just a second to scroll to it.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. It starts off on my phone. Mickey and I were texting. Tuesday, December 22nd was when we started the backup restore. It's December 22nd at 7:39, right around, so 7:45 or so.
A.M.
was when I kicked off the backup. And
December 22nd.
December 22nd, about 7:45 a.m. And then I say here, restoring to last Thursday night at 9:34 p.m. So that would have been 22nd. That was a Tuesday. So we're going back, 5 days or something?
Mm-hmm.
And we chose this time because this was the closest time, the closest restore we had to prior to the fiscal closure. Because I think this was Thursday night and they closed the year that Friday. So in doing this, we removed
that's erased
it erased yeah erased everything thing. That had been done from anything past Thursday at 9:34 to that Tuesday morning whenever I started the backup restore.
And that's a Friday.
The restore was on
Thursday.
A Tuesday
would be what date?
Thursday
would have been
I have to reference my calendar. Thursday, okay, the 22nd, okay, so the Thursday, that would have been the 17th of December.
December?
That's right.
So it would have erased everything from the 22nd, is what you said, or 23rd?
The 22nd at 7:45 a.m. was when we started the backup process. So anything prior to that,
all the way
from The restore was on the 17th at 9:34 p.m. was when that last backup was. Mm-hmm. So it was about 5 days worth of actual, but 3 business days that would have removed everything that had been input.
Okay, just reviewing my notes here.
Sure.
And you said Mickey couldn't give you an explanation?
She said that...
Did she allude to who may have made these requests? I know you said upper management, but did she ever mention any...
Well, there was she said that it was because of Anthony Patron's bonus check had to be issued or something. And that's what, so...
It had to be reissued.
Not reissued, I meant to say just issued. But, it's strange.
Who's Mickey's direct supervisor?
She would be directly under Patron, I would say.
So Anthony she Patron. Answers Patron?
Yes.
Just a moment, I'm reviewing something, but if you have anything to share, that's fine, I'm listening.
Yeah, and as far as I could tell, you know, talking to Mickey about it, I honestly don't think that she even knew, other than, you know, bonus check had to be issued. That was the only information that she told me, and I didn't hear anything else.
All right, so when you push this system back, you said everything is erased from that Tuesday whenever you started at 7 that morning, 7:40, whatever the time. It erases everything, I guess, between the Tuesday from the start to that Thursday, previous Thursday. That's so right. What does that mean to you as a technical,
Well, according to the way they described it was the restore to that previous time would have allowed for them to make any changes because the fiscal year end, as from their accounting perspective, was not closed. You know, being that it was closed, they couldn't add that bonus check to that fiscal year. So restoring to that prior to closure
will allow them to add the bonus check.
Will allow them to add that bonus check. Yeah.
I guess it depends on how you look at it. I'm trying to see if there was anything else going on in my timeline around that time. Because I don't know if it really mattered when the check was issued. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whether or not it was issued before or after the fiscal year, unless there's some auditing issue with that, maybe, I don't know.
All the data between that time period would have been erased. So all the management head would have to go back and repopulate that data that was lost.
Yeah, anything that was lost, and that was my understanding, was that the accounting department.
You think that would be able to accurately be recreated, or did it have to?
I believe that, it's my understanding, all the various people in accounting was aware of whatever changes they had lost, so they had to, you know, they knew what they needed to re-input.
Right, so they had to save that
before
you did the backup.
Yeah, so whatever they lost from, since it was only a 3-day time frame, it was still fresh in their minds, they knew exactly what they needed to put back in. So.
And you said that, what was that date again, whenever you did the...
That was the 22nd of... went all the way back up to the top. 22nd of December was the day that we performed the backup restore operation.
Let's see, December 22nd. 2015 was...
Correct.
And that was a Tuesday?
That's right.
And what time, 7?
I have the initial text I got with Mickey was 7:39 a.m. And she was kicking everyone out of the server so that we can perform the operation. So it was anybody who was in it really just signed out and stuff.
How many times did you guys do this? Perform this backup operation?
I only did it once. I was only asked once.
Was anybody else asked to do it?
Not that I'm aware of, I think.
What about Jimmy?
Jimmy was involved, and it does say here because he had to verify that everything was doing fine with the databases. So, and then it says here that we were kind of troubleshooting because after we did the restore, the server was operating, you know, the processors were pegging out. And Jimmy looked at it and he determined that SQL Server was synchronizing since, mm-hmm. I mean, we performed days worth of changes
right.
to that server. So it was synchronizing and it was causing a lot of stress on the server. And it was, hey, PDS is freezing up. This is what Mickey said. Hey, PDS is freezing up since the restore. HR reported multiple incidents. Can you coordinate with Jimmy for a reboot maybe? And so we kind of looked at it, and I said, two of the processors are pegged, work in SQL. Jimmy thinks that it's probably due to the databases syncing. We should probably wait and monitor before rebooting. Is this okay? And then she said, yes, of course. I told payroll and HR to stay out for a while. So after a little bit of time, the processors slowed down, and I guess the resync or the synchronizations must have finished, freed up the resources on the server.
That was a significant operation to cut another check.
Well, I think the majority of the operation on the stress load on the server was because of the fact that it was in sync because of, you know, the Tuesday, just real life, like it was in sync of as of Tuesday the 22nd, and then we reverted it back to that, you know, so there was like a lot of data loss, and the servers were talking to one another to resync. That's, you know, so it's...
That's a lot of stress on the server. But my point is stress on the server to go back for the sole purpose of cutting a check in another fiscal year opposed to that fiscal year.
Right, yeah, because it was stressful because we have a website on there, and we were, you know, hoping that nothing would mess up with the server and this and that. Yeah. So
my question is, if that was asked to be done again, y'all would try to deny that or try to
at this point in time, I would not feel comfortable doing it. Right. You know, as especially as what arose from the event. Right. You know.
What did you feel initially?
Well, I didn't think anything of it. I just, you know, she asked me to do it. I was like, yeah, of course we can do it. You know, coming from an IT perspective, you know, I'm supposed to know that these systems can do these operations. So I told her, yeah, of course we can back it up. That's no problem. And then we did. And but being what happened, you know, these recent events, had no idea that something like this was occurring.
This wouldn't be an, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, it just raises, I guess, a level of suspicion now in me to not wanna do those kinds of things. You know, told to do it, though, I mean, kinda.
But this process was verbal in text, and I'm assuming. There were no email exchanges, no directives?
Not with me.
No.
I checked my email history, and I don't have emails of it. Just have text with Mickey. Yeah.
Do you have any conversations or interaction with Monty Spivey, the CFO, regarding this issue?
No.
I'm reading here. I guess it may just be the look like I see on the timeline on the 21st when they it looked like he just changed his mind, you know, because it was after that fiscal year closed, it looks like,
and then
it just did like a day later, and he said, well, I want my check there. That's what it looks like to me. And I mean, unless you have any we were aware of the system being pushed back, mm-hmm. and that request being made.
Okay.
And because I spoke to Mickey, mm-hmm. During the interview process of this early in the investigation. So we're not, but I didn't know if you had something that may be additional, mm-hmm. you know, than what we were made aware of initially. But I think it may be the same deal is what I'm looking at. It may be some of the same information that we so I don't so that's so it's not like you're just presenting this to us. I didn't know for certain because I was told that some stuff was deleted and all that stuff, so
as soon as I put two and two together yesterday, because I found out the, you know, all the information, mm-hmm. at about 1:30 in the afternoon yesterday, and I said wait a minute, you know, I must have had, you know, that event whenever I was asked to do this must be related. So I immediately wanted to inform in case it was information, you know, that y'all could use.
And that's the proper thing to do. You didn't act absolutely what you're supposed to do.
In the future, I'm just give you some advice. We are the Louisiana State Police. We don't work for the tribe.
Yeah.
You know, we don't work for the casino. You know, we work for Louisiana State Police. And in the future, that if somebody approaches you, and if you know if something seems weird, I don't care if it's coming from a director or from a general manager or anybody. Yeah. If you think it doesn't sound right, it doesn't seem right, tell the gaming commission.
Okay.
Or tell somebody, tell state police.
Okay.
And because the people are saying that supervisors are giving or issuing out directives.
Yeah.
And but if it's something you don't feel comfortable with, you don't have to comply with that directive. You know, just tell, or you can say, well, just give me a minute, let me check, or you know, just because it's we have a lot of that's been going on, and some people are in jail because of directives that sure. they didn't question, you know, and stuff. So we don't have slavery ended a long time ago, so yeah. Nobody, I mean, you have a brain, and if it doesn't feel right, it's probably not right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So don't be, it seems like a lot of people are afraid and, you know, they're intimidated. I don't know what the problem is.
At that time, I honestly didn't think anything.
Right, I'm sure you probably didn't think anything at that time, but
you know,
I'm just saying in the future, right. I don't know what the future, well, I hope we don't ever have any of these issues. But
I agree. Yeah. But as being involved in mm-hmm. a situation like this, it's going to definitely raise awareness on my part. So I'll be.
But I know people are not that naive. I'm not talking to you. I'm just saying, because that's been common. We've been hearing that over and over and over. I didn't know. Because you could be charged, even though you may feel that you are innocent in your body, but you can still be culpable and charged with a crime. You know, that's all I'm telling you. So it's just
it's scary
stuff.
But
I don't know. I think that's about it. Unless you have something else to share, is there anything else? Because I know you've been around. I've been seeing you a while around here, and I don't know. I mean.
Nothing else.
You have anything else you want to share?
Nothing
any
else.
Other requests that were unusual?
No. No, that's been the only thing that. Nothing else.
Okay. Well, we have all your information, so if we have any additional questions, Sarge, you got anything?
No, I don't have anything else.
We appreciate you taking the time, and if we have anything else, like I said, we'll attach your statement.
Sure.
To the record, and they may have some issues, because I think I got it figured out, and sometimes when I think I got it figured out, we find out more information. So
sure.
I'm not saying you won't be called, or somebody may, because we may find out that they were trying to conceal something else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Relative to this case, but at this point, I don't have any. You know, I can't. But it doesn't mean that, you know what I'm saying? Because it's still ongoing.
Right.
And but we have a. I think we have all the information in the system. So
okay.
And but I appreciate it. We'll go ahead and end this conversation. February 18th, 2016, time 1:19 p.m.